Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network and the Live Talk Radio, living for literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? A God to the glory. And we are live in the studio. For those of you who would like to speak directly to the host or participate in the broadcast tonight, just simply call into the live studio. That number is 646-595-2035. And we'd like to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. The man whom God has also chosen to lead the world into 100 days of fasting, this being the 87th day. I invite you on us tonight. Call into the live studio, 646-595-2035. And now, without any further ado, we gladly present and introduce to others the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank God I am here tonight. We just finished our convocation. So I'm back just to be with you tonight. Amen. Again, God, 1,000 thank yous. He's been so good. I've got this new assignment I've been telling y'all. God gave me this new assignment to help people all around the world recognize how good God has been to them. Oh, my God, if you had any ideas of how good God has been to you, I know you would go to praising God and giving him glory and adoration just for all the things he's done lately for you. Oh, my God. All the wonderful things that he's blessed you with and how he opened doors for you, opened ways for you, and blessed you in such an ultra awesome way. We do give God glory for it, and we do give God praise. Amen. This is a wonderful night to praise him. I was just thinking, I discovered the other day, well, a few weeks ago, how God had blessed us to breathe. You know, we take between 25,000 and 30,000 breaths in 24 hours. I mean, when you exhale, exhale and inhale. You do that around 25 to 30,000 times a day. When have you taken time to just thank him one time out of those 25,000? And why would it be too much for you to thank him 1,000 times a night when you breathe alone 25,000 to 30,000 times a day? Someone who thinks that it's foolish to thank God 1,000 times a day is foolish themselves. They must not understand what the Lord has done for them. That's my assignment, to help people know how good God has been to them. Today, I want to challenge you to raise the praise. Raise up higher. Be willing to praise God. Be willing to thank him for everything he's done for you. Because he's been mighty good. I want to get some prayer requests. Anybody have a prayer request? Not anything special you want us to pray for? I'm going to put our granddaughter Bria on here and keep her on here a while. Amen. For a prayer request that God would help her, and God would strengthen her and bless her and take her through this Marine training and things like that. So we're praying for Bria. Oh, thank you. Amen. And If anyone else has a prayer request, please feel welcome to make your prayer request known. Anyone else, you want us to pray for anything, the line is open to you. Up to you. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
Good evening, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson.
Mm-hmm. You certainly want to pray for her.
Amen. Thank you.
Missionary Frierson. Right, anybody else needing prayer for any of your members? I want to put Dr. Betty Johnson on here. Anyone else?
Good evening, Ambassador Jolene Garnett. Requesting prayer for Dorothy McCall and Charles McCall. He had brain surgery.
Yes.
And he had brain surgery.
Mm-hmm. And what's his first name?
Charles.
Charles McCall.
Yes. And asking for more males to come on the blog line and the prayer line.
All right. More. Okay. Anyone else? All right.
Also, for Sister Ernestine Riley, her family.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll pray for her. Are there any other prayer requests? Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's begin praying here tonight. I'm going to ask some of you to pray. Amen. And petition the Lord for us. Amen. Believe God's going to bless us. I don't know if Ambassador Frierson, are you on the line? All right, Sister Lucille, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. This is Ambassador Frierson.
All right. Would you stand by just for a moment? Amen. Are you on the line, Sister Lucille?
Yes, I am.
What's your prayer tonight? We many times hear from you for prayer requests, but it's wonderful to pray and ask God to bless others. I'm going to ask you to pray first, and then Ambassador Frierson, if you would pray.
And okay, Dr. Johnson, I didn't hear the list.
Just give us a general prayer. I'll specifically pray for all of these. Go ahead, Sister Lucille.
You want me to start off, Ambassador?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come here tonight on this block line to bless everyone on this line. Father God, we ask you to protect us, deliver us, keep us safe in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and hope that and pray that you bless in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, Ambassador Frierson. Ambassador Frierson, if you're there, go ahead. Are you there, Ambassador Frierson? Are you there? All right, did we have another volunteer who would pray tonight?
Thank you, Pastor Jolene Garnett.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you tonight. Give you thanks, honor, and praise, Lord. We thank you for the blood line tonight, Lord. We ask you, God, to break the yoke, deliver, and set free. We lift up Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and his family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lift up Bria, God. Keep her heart encouraged. Keep your protection over. Keep the blood over her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being obedient, Lord, to you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We listen at every ambassador leg right now in the name of Jesus. We listen the mother of the nation right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. The blood come against you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you for your protection over God's people right now in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, Lord. We listen up. Dorothy McCall and Charles McCall, Lord, of his brain surgery, Lord, to this by his stripes, we are healed in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you for Dr. Johnson and his family right now in the name of Jesus, God. Every other request, Lord, all the unspoken requests right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're lifting up the 50 of prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. Each and every one, Lord, break the chains, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Jesus. Every inmate that's incarcerated, Lord, break the chains, deliver, and set free. You let out 6,000 or more inmates, Lord, and we know you are going to do it again. So, Father, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your kindness. And, Lord, encourage the ones that discourage, Lord, leaders of your people, encourage them. You said, let not your heart be troubled. So, Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Deliver, deliver, deliver. And set free your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.
All right. Ambassador Frost, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm having technical difficulties, but I'm back on the line. Dear God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you because you woke early this morning. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us of every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And, Lord, give us another chance. Help us to serve you, oh, God. Lord, we're numerous on the line from coast to coast, from continent to continent. And, Lord, we have many things on the altar before you, oh, God. Lord, you know what they are, oh, God. And, Lord, we lift up every problem, every burden. Lord, we give it to you, oh, God. We know you as a healer. We know you as a deliverer. Lord, we know you as a keeper. And, Lord, we know that there is nothing too hard for you. And, Lord, you are the lifter up of our heads, oh, God. Lord, you can solve any problem, oh, God. We ask you to be with us on tonight, Lord. We ask you to bless us, oh, God. Bless our souls, oh, God, as we surrender to you, as we give up all to follow you. Lord, bless us. And, Lord, help us to praise you. Help us to honor you. Help us to give you glory, oh, God. And, Lord, we lift up Chief Ambassador Johnson and his family, God, and Lady Betty Johnson and all the grandchildren, oh, God. We lift them up before you. Cover them with your blood, oh, God. Lead and guide them and help them to acknowledge you in everything that they say and do. Oh, God, help them on their journey. Help them on their way. And, Lord, we look on Missionary Frierson, oh, God, your faithful servant, oh, God. She's been faithful when she had little. Hallelujah. And, Lord, when you bless her with increase, she continued to be faithful to you, oh, God. Lord, only you can heal her and only you can deliver her, oh, God. Bless her now, Lord. Keep her in your care. Cover her with your blood from head to toe. Oh, God, she needs you as never before. Oh, God, what can she do without you? Nothing, oh, God. Lord, she's in your care. And, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we look on the people that had the brain surgery, the gentlemen that had the brain surgery, oh, God. Oh, God, we know you as a surgeon. We know you as a great physician, the only great physician. Oh, God, you can do anything but fail. Oh, God, you brought my friend through 5 brain surgery. And, Lord, if you did it for her, we know you can do it for this gentleman, oh, God. Oh, God, we lift up his wife as she lifts him up in prayer. Lord, we thank you. Awesome. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank
you
for your people, oh, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you.
And God, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and it is so. In your name, amen.
And Father, may we continue this prayer and praying for all these who requested prayer. Lord, I'm praying for Maria, our granddaughter. Lord, to help her in the Marines and bring her up all right. With your sign angels around, bring her to the people that the enemy is trying to do. And bring out faith, and God bring out rejoicing with her hands up, giving you praise and adoration for what you did. In Jesus' name, I'm asking you to look on Missionary Friarson and help her, Lord, and bless her mother. Oh, God, her mother, in Jesus' mighty name, touch her body and heal her, Lord, I pray. Lord, I'm dependent on you. Looking on for you to touch Dr. Betty Johnson. Oh, God, and heal her body completely. Thank you for what you've done for her and for what you're going to do for her. I'm believing you to heal her. I'm believing you to touch Sister Geraldine Garnett.
Oh, yeah, the old son, I saw her before. She's still back.
Dorothy McCullough. In the name of God. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. And we appreciate you. Dorothy McCall and Charles McCall, who had that brain surgery. God touched the man. Let him recover very quickly. And baffled the minds of the doctors of how you are touching him, and he's responding and healing very quickly. And thank you for the request, Lord, to bring more men on the blog line and the prayer line. And blessed in a glorious, glorious way. You heard this request. God, in the name of Jesus, I loose that prayer and the spirit of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to touch men and let them come on this blog line and come on the prayer line as never before. Give us a great increase. I'm remembering I'm praying this prayer, Lord. I expect you to do it, Lord, because we try our best to do so many things for you. I'm expecting you to bring many, many men on the blog line and on the prayer line. How it can be done, I don't know. I'm just giving it to you because I know you can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. And I believe that's going to happen. We're also praying for Sister Ernestine Riley, Ambassador Ernestine Riley. Touch her, Lord. Give her the desires of heart. Heal, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, and touch and heal and deliver. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Mother Rivers, all the honor, all the praises all day. They belong to you, God. I'm asking, Lord, that you touch the people that you have been good to, so good to, and let them begin to praise you with our thank yous. As we seek to give you 1,000 praises. Yeah, bless those who bless you, Lord. Oh, God, let it be bountiful death as we praise you 1,000 times. And we're beginning now, Lord. Holy Ghost, take over the line and be with every one of us. And bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And as we enter into the close of our 87th day, of this 100-day fast that we have on this blog line, on the prayer line, and Amazing Grace. God, I'm asking you to bless these precious people who are giving up their food for you. Don't let them ask you for nothing that you don't do, in Jesus' name. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. And if the Lord has been good to you on this line, I'm not talking about the ones who don't realize how good he's been. But if God has really been good to you, from every area code, don't sit there, but help us give God at least 1,000 thank yous from your area, from you. And we'll praise him from here and from all over the country. We'll be thanking him 1,000 times. But don't hold back when you hear me. That means I want you to come forward. And let's do it now. This is a praise check. Praise check, thanks to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for opening the door.
Lord.
Yes, God. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And a mind regulator. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
You don't know your answer may come just when you take time for God. Because when you take time for Him, He'll take time for you. You, whatever your problem is, just bring it. And knowing the God that's going to solve it. We're going to have a lot of people leading 30 minutes of prayer and leading out and blessing the folk in the name of Jesus through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And we certainly thank Him. All right, we're going to let you go tonight. We'll try to have some music for you tomorrow night. But may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent from one another. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you.
Amen.
I receive it. God bless all of you. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you, too. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful night.
God bless everybody. Bless the Hendricks, 912 area. Have a blessed night.
Bless Lord.
Bless you.
Anybody else want to say a shout out? Thank you, Lord.
Good night, Sister Lucille. Good night, everybody on the prayer line. God bless and I love you all. Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas, 913.
God bless you. I love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank
you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Steve and family.